This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is a truism of economics that the thing that bites you often isn't what you think is going to bite you. It's the thing you don't see coming, the unintended consequence. To that end, a new report out from the Peterson Institute for International Economics on the U.S.-China trade war. Of course, China has indeed raised tariffs on American products, Peterson points out, but at the same time, tariffs on those same kinds of products, but made not here, have been lowered. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
With one hand, China is closing the door to U.S. products. With the other, it is opening the door to U.S. competitors in the rest of the world. Chad Bown is with the Peterson Institute.
So if you're Canadian or Japanese or German and you want to sell your product into China, there's a really good chance you now face a lower tariff than you did a year ago. And it's a much lower tariff, of course, than what the equivalent American would have to pay.
Chinese tariffs on U.S. products have increased to 42% on average. Everyone else just pays 19% on average, says Bown. But lowering tariffs on the rest of the world is not just about retaliation against the U.S.
This broader trend has been underway for quite some time.
Lauren Gladiman is with the Rhodium Group. China's economy has been slowing for internal reasons, financial system reforms that were a tough pill to swallow. Improving access to cheap foreign goods helps the Chinese economy cope with both the slowdown and the trade conflict.
In this context, it makes sense to do whatever you can.
Whatever China's reasons, the consequence is simple: disruption.
This is just going to lead to a broader decoupling of supply chains between the U.S. and China.
Marika Heller is with the Albright-Stonebridge Group. As the U.S. and Chinese economies disentangle, accelerated by different levels of tariffs, it will be difficult for some U.S. and Chinese companies to adapt. Some cases are already on display. The American lobster industry lost 70% of its exports when Chinese tariffs went up. The competing Canadian lobster industry's exports doubled as Chinese tariffs for them went down. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.